In other news, the Grand Assembly of Afghan tribal elders and politicians has endorsed a controversial security pact with the United States. The Loya Jirga members have called on the Afghan president to sign the deal by the end of the year. But Hamid Karzai says he will only sign the agreement if the U.S. brings peace to Afghanistan. Now, the announcements were made on the final day of intensive talks among tribal elders who were tasked with deciding the fate of the deal. The security deal allows the U.S. to keep thousands of its troops in Afghanistan beyond the 2014 withdrawal date. To discuss that further, and I'm joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Kabul. Now, Faiz, it seems that there's a bit of disagreement between the Jirga and the president. The Jirga wants this signed pretty much immediately. The president wants to wait. Why?
Well, as you know, the Jirga is now over. It was a long debate over this bilateral security deal between Kabul and Washington, and the Jirga participants approved the deal. Now, President Hamid Karzai is saying that he's not going to sign it, and he said three key conditions for signing this deal. And he says that, first of all, this deal should bring peace and stability in Afghanistan. He also wants an immediate immediate end to U.S. nighttime raids on Afghan homes. And he also wants a clean election, presidential election in this country. And he says that this deal will not be signed unless all his conditions are met by Washington. This man is deeply worried about U.S. interference in the coming presidential election. He says that this election should be held properly and with dignity. So now the latest President Hamid Karzai's position has left U.S. officials, particularly in White House, guessing about his latest stand on this deal. And he is now under incredible pressure to sign this deal by the end of this year. And Washington has already set an year-end deadline for him to end the deal and send it back to Washington. President Hamid Karzai says that peace is in the hands of U.S. and then Pakistan. So he promised to the Afghan people today inside this Jirga that he will do all what he can to convince the Americans to put pressure on the Pakistani government to stop the infiltration of the Taliban militants from that side of the border into this country. And he said that he will also do all what he can to bring to urge Americans to stop their interference in the coming presidential election here. Now, it remains to be seen whether he would change his mind at the end of the day.
Interesting, Faiz. Now, I wonder, can the Afghan people trust Hamid Karzai's intentions, or is he just playing politics right now?
Well, many here believe that he is playing politics because this man has never been serious about his political stances. One day he was a U.S. friend, the other day he was a U.S. opponent. So many here believe that he would finally change his mind at the end of the day. Let's not forget that when negotiations began between the two sides about this deal, in the very beginning, President Hamid Karzai was strongly opposed to the U.S. demand that American forces should be allowed to enter Afghan homes and search them, particularly after 2014 deadline. But at the last minute, he changed his mind and agreed to U.S. demand. And now many here believe that Washington still has a long way to go and get this deal signed, because more and more negotiations would happen between Hamid Karzai and the Americans about his latest conditions.
Okay, Faiz, thanks for that.